I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And today we're joined by Brooks Edgerton, who was a reporter at the Morning News for almost 24 years, many of them as an investigative reporter. Brooks, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
One of the things that Spotlight gets into is how difficult it is to investigate a body as powerful as the Catholic Church in a city like Boston. I'm wondering what that was like in Dallas.
Certainly one thing that was always in the back of my mind was that publisher of our newspaper was a leader in the church, not an ordained leader, but a powerful figure, he and his father both.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the things I think the movie does a good job of is explaining how this investigation actually puts the Globe in sort of a tricky position. In fact, the paper's editor, who's played by Liev Schreiber, has to go ask the publisher for permission to take the church to court.
I'd like to challenge the protective order in the Kagan case.
You want to sue the Catholic Church?
We're just filing a motion, but yes.
You think it's that important?
Yes, I do.
Because obviously the church will fight us very hard on this, which won't go unnoticed by our subscriber base. 53% of them are Catholic.
Mm-hmm. I think they'll be interested.
I would imagine as an investigative reporter, there had to have been times where you bump up against other large institutions that maybe are in the way of your reporting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any criticism of the publisher and the prior publisher of the Morning News. You know, they did not, to my knowledge, stand in my way. At the same time, there was tremendous pressure that did slow things down, and it came from all corners, including some people inside our own newsroom.
I was impressed by the way the movie kind of showed how the sausage is made in the newsroom.
Yes.
And the kinds of compromises and negotiations that go into especially a story of this magnitude. I'm wondering what your feelings were about that.
To me, that's the one thing about the movie that actually elevates it beyond just sort of an ordinary story about a newsroom. It really does, for those of us who, you know, have been there, it captures the sausage making. Exactly.
And I think it also captures, particularly, there's a character played by Mark Ruffalo, who's one of the investigative reporters, and you just get the sense that he lives, eats, and breathes the story, and he cannot free his mind of the story until it's in print. Did you recall having those types of experiences?
Yeah, I mean, when I got on a hot story, I didn't sleep well, and sometimes I didn't sleep well for a year at a time. I just got off one before I left the paper recently, and you know, it's taken me a long time to stop waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to figure something out, or having crazy dreams where I solved some problem that didn't actually exist in the story, and I'd wake up feeling like, man, I've been on the clock all night.
Does part of you miss that kind of rush, that almost obsession that you carry with you with every story?
Not yet. I may get there. I've only been off work for maybe 6 weeks or something. Right now, I'm just loving not having that.
You're enjoying breathing.
Yeah, I am.
Brooks Edgerton, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.